This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
And the Archbishop of Canterbury in Britain says he was threatened by parliamentarians who were trying to force same-sex marriage into the Church of England. He was speaking at the Global Anglican Consultative Council meeting, which interestingly was held in Ghana. And also interestingly, Ghana's own parliament is currently debating a sweeping new anti-LGBT bill. But within the Anglican Church, they do allow the blessing of same-sex couples in civil partnerships, but they're still not allowing gay marriage. Yeah, they can't get into the...
Now, Andrew, we've been talking tonight about the influence of religion on politics. This is... he's complaining about politicians trying to influence him.
Religion, yeah.
This is fascinating.
It's turned backwards, yeah. But he's also said some other very interesting things. He talks about nuns, not N-U-N-S, but nuns, N-O-N-E-S, meaning people who identify as having no religious faith. And he said they're the fastest growing group in religious affiliation.
Well, he also says they're the greatest danger.
But they don't have a religious affiliation.
Well, he's seeing people who don't have a faith, which is same thing happening here in Australia, with no religion being the largest group identified on the census recently. And he says this is greater than the danger of any other religion, such as Islam.
Mm. And he said we're in a true world crisis. Obedience to God comes ahead of loyalty to country is what he said, and he called for richer parts of the world to help others more.
Is this another example of things not moving on?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not surprised that he's not moving on. I think he's being pushed, though, because they've certainly had Sandy Toksvig, who's the host of QI and has quite a profile, high-profile lesbian in the UK. She has been, you know, pushing him for a meeting. She's had a meeting. She's keeping it in the media. So they're having to sort of address this. So.
Good on her.
Indeed. Now, across to Asia, two stories of potential progress in Asia. What do I mean by potential progress? Well, let's talk Tokyo, Japan first, where Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party will discuss a bill that will promote the understanding of sexual minorities. This sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
Because Japan is hosting the G7, which is all the big seven countries, and they're afraid that other countries, they're the only country in the G7 that does not provide, you know, supports and human rights protections for LGBT people, the only country, and they're afraid that that's going to come up at the G7.
Oh. Mm.
But so that's the only reason they're talking about it.
Yeah, but discussing a bill that is going to promote understanding of sexual minorities, it's not
what
a huge leap forward, is it?
No, there was a lot of hope in the Japanese LGBT community that same-sex marriage might be pushed through before the Olympics, using the sort of the Olympics as the high profile there, but that hasn't yet happened. And look, the Prime Minister's party is very divided on this issue. So there are people who are very supportive of becoming more progressive, and there are also very conservative people. So the Prime Minister, and recently we had the story on actually where the Prime Minister sacked one of his key aides who had made some, you know, quite homophobic statements. And, you know, that was a story as well. So it's a very topical issue. And again, maybe talking about it is taking things one step ahead. The other place in Asia where things are being talked about is Sri Lanka, who have said they are going to decriminalise same-sex relationships. So they currently have a maximum 10 years imprisonment and a fine if you're found guilty. And, of course, this has been something that many countries have been calling them out on. We have the Universal Periodic Review process, which is run by the United Nations. The UK, US, Canada, Norway all really called out that in their last review in Geneva.
I think that's one of the legacy laws from the UK, though.
Of course.
so they might be calling them out in the first place. It might not be in the state.
That's true. And look, there is a group we've had on the show before, the Human Dignity Trust, who are a UK group who realise that the UK laws, bad UK laws, have gone around the world and they're helping countries to change them. So maybe there's a bit of soul searching.
Previously, you get 10 years in prison plus a fine.
Yeah. I don't know how often that is enforced, but whichever way... Yeah. They're on the path to decriminalisation.
Fantastic. And I'm finishing off in Australia. I mean, we don't usually cover local news on this show, but I thought this might be worth discussing. A very newly elected Liberal MP, so Liberal being conservative in Australia, has been elected to the Victorian Parliament and came out as gay.
In his first maiden speech,
which is laudable.
Good news.
Fantastic. Good news. But there aren't a lot of openly gay Liberal MPs. But, I mean, he's used his speech to say that he struggled with coming to terms with his sexual orientation, thanks his partner, which is great. And I must say that the rest of the story is disappointing.
It is. He says he hates identity politics. I will fight against it wherever I can. He's saying that you don't need to basically highlight the LGBT community at all.
Yes.
Nothing to see here, Mivel.
That's right. He's saying, so it's called McCracken, and it's took on also the LGBTIQ activist in Victoria, in the state of Victoria, in the right movement, and saying, I quote, I think LGBT activists in Victoria need to carefully consider their public perception. Many, including me, have difficulty being associated with the movement. Most people in the LGBT community just want to get on with living their lives. I think we do.
And he goes on to say he doesn't want a rainbow flag or a rainbow radio station.
Or a radio station. I think we do want to get on with our lives, but maybe if we didn't have this kind of activism, we wouldn't be able to get on with our lives.
Oh, and, exactly.
And if we don't continue to have visibility, that's... Yeah.
I think he did also... He has also said that he's, you know, he's struggled with this, and I think he needs to get out and speak to a few more LGBT people to maybe broaden that theme.
Possibly.
And in brief, in the USA, Missouri Republicans are considering a don't say gay style bill that is worse than Florida's.
And in the Czech Republic, the international football player Jakub Janto has bravely come out as gay, saying he wants to live his life in freedom.
And LGBT Brazilians compete in country's first drag king contest.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.